Okay. Who wants to begin?
So I would like to know your opinions about who is responsible for the currently economic crisis. What do you think is the responsible? Bankers?
I don't know. In my opinion, the first
responsible
is the globalization in the world, because one company in United States can influence in Spain, and depending what that company could decide it, that can that decision can produce important changes here in Spain, in our country. For example, if they decided to increase the prices of the, for example, the
products. The yes, I think so. Mm-hmm. I think so. And I think one of the most responsible for this crisis is also the big governments. I think they have the most responsibility about this problem, because they don't propose anything right to be able to cope with this crisis and to cope with the real problem that many big cities have nowadays. Don't you think so?
Yes, and what do you think about that the government said that people have lived over their possibilities? But I think it's true.
But I don't think that is the real problem. I think that is a big excuse for the people who has the power.
Yes.
Because
my people has been living over their possibilities due to bank who lend money to people that they couldn't pay after.
I don't agree with you. I think probably some part of the of that people could lend that money that you said and leave them with money that they don't have it. But for example, in my opinion, many people that we work, for example, myself, I am working for a long time now, and I travel, I bought things, I bought my house, but always with the money that I had.
Yes,
so not everybody spend that money that they want to that we think about. Yes. It is the real problem.
But you have the possibility to buy more things with credit.
But many people is responsible.
Yes,
and knows that if they don't have money, they cannot buy.
Decision.
I think it's not important.
But if you go to the bank and the bank gives you more money than you need, there are some people that.
Not only did banks lend money to people, but they increase the money as well to buy, for example, a car. Because they lend you the money for the house, mm-hmm. but then they said to you, well, I can lend you 20,000 euros more if you can buy if you want to buy a car, or if you want to go to holiday.
I think I insist that is not a real problem. I think the government the governments have the most responsibility
about
this problem, and I think they only want that people get down their power. And I think they only want that people do what they want.
So changing the topic, In which ways do you think that the crisis is affecting people?
I think it's affecting to all kind of, to all sort of things, because many people don't have places to live in. Many families are without anything to eat. And I think it's a lot of people is without jobs. So
nowadays I consider that the main problem in our society is that people can't work.
Yes.
Although they want to work, it's impossible to find a job.
And the ones that we have, and the ones that we can work, they only want to give us less money for more work. So it's impossible
you can pay your mortgage, but you can pay your credit.
But for example, if you go shopping, if you go to the supermarket,
you win
less money, yes. But at the time that you have to pay, is more price than the before.
Yes,
so,
but I think it's another problem.
It's not the salary.
The company want to
wait. Let him finish. Let him also speak. Okay, give his opinion.
Sorry.
Okay.
So
because he's making the questions, but you should be aware that you should also ask him about his opinion. Okay.
So in my opinion, the main problem is the unemployment, because if people can't work, they can overcome the economic situation, because you have money and you can pay your bills, you can pay your mortgage. And the problem in this economic crisis is that people doesn't have work, doesn't have money, and so they lose their houses and lose everything. So the problem is
even more when the government doesn't create proposals to avoid this situation.
Yes,
I think it's the real problem, isn't it?
Also, for example, today I heard a news about a very important bank that are helping their clients, the clients who had lost their houses, to look for a job and to improve their skills. So I think it's a good idea, and
it's a
and
good can, point.
Comes from a bank that it wants mm-hmm. of the responsible of the crisis. So
it's a very good idea. Good news.
And good time.
At least
as individual.
I think we can we offer our time helping the rest of the people. Volunteering, for example, and working in banned food, or
yes, being a little, being an activist and doing some work for the people, the poor, and the people that maybe need some help with their children, sorry, and for example, coping with health, maybe we can go to
or we can vote if
a company. We can vote a company and give
different politicians.
Yes, but it's every 4 years, so
we can create a
non-governmental organization to help people.
A politician team.
I don't like politicians, so please don't ask me for that kind of job.
But
I prefer
I
to help the people with another kind of things.
If I If I be a politician, I'd be a better politician than
the ones that we have.
The present politician. Are you sure? That we have. Yes.
Money is the power
it's
of the world.
To be a good politician, I think.
Yeah, but in my opinion, so. Politicians might be. Politicians might government one country only for the person, not yes. for to earn money. So that's my opinion.
I think, in my opinion, governments don't want to
help people
to deal with that problem and to give a good.
So to sum up, we can do.
To sum up, we can give some money and help
other people.
Okay.
Bye. It was a pleasure for me.
The same.
To talk to you.
To you.